This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. State Department has now found five units of the Israeli military responsible for gross violations of human rights and incidents that took place outside of Gaza before a conflict broke out between the Israel and Hamas in October. That's according to State Department on Monday. State Department Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel, who said U.S. weapons sales to the units will not be affected. He declined to offer any other details in the investigation. Colleges around the U.S. are imploring student protesters of the war in Gaza to clear out tent encampments with rising levels of urgency. Police used pepper spray as they made more arrests Monday at the University of Texas. Protesters at Columbia University ignored an ultimatum for students to leave the encampment there or face suspension. Student negotiator Seda Polat.
We will not be moved by these intimidation tactics. You can see outside you now that the students are mobilized. There's hundreds of them here today. They will not be moved. We demand divestment. We will not be moved unless by force.
Sound courtesy of WABC-TV. Students and others have been sparring over the Israel-Hamas war and its mounting death toll. Many students are demanding their universities cut financial ties with Israel. The United States is stepping up pressure for a ceasefire in Gaza. Hamas officials are in Egypt to discuss the new proposal. Ahead of a visit to Israel this week, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urges Hamas to accept the latest